You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Earlier this week, the city of Nampa declared February as Healthy Relationships and Safe Babies Month. This is a partnership with a new initiative with doctors at the Salzer Medical Group. Here's the goal: to help people think about what kind of environment they want to bring their babies into when they're born. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this initiative is Dr. Megan Casper. She's an OBGYN with Salzer Medical Group. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
I think this is a fascinating concept because what it is it's called Healthy Relationships, Safe Babies. And it is really about talking about relationships, correct?
Yes, yes.
So explain that to me because you have a specific group that you're targeting.
Yeah, so a little bit of background on how we got here. So one of the questions to ask young women during their wellness visit is if they're planning on pregnancy in the next year. And then based on their answer to that, you can have a discussion about contraception or pregnancy planning. And I'd written an article last year on expanding on planning for pregnancy. And one of the things that I had mentioned was taking stock of a relationship and healthy relationship. Is this relationship healthy? Is this a good environment to bring a child into? And the feedback I got on that article was, wait, all these other things that you've talked about, like we all read about this and people talk about this for pregnancy planning, but no one else is talking about this healthy relationship piece. And as we talked about it more, we realized we really had an opportunity on the domestic violence spectrum to take a step back and start to have these conversations earlier before situations and relationships had the chance to progress to the point where children were at risk, children were in environments where they were seeing their mother being abused, seeing other people being abused, and potentially being abused themselves, and giving women an opportunity to say, hey, is this a good situation for me?
And what's interesting is I believe there's a statistic out there that says, what is it? One in three children will see some type of domestic violence in Idaho. I mean, it's a big number.
It is a very big number. It's a soberingly large number.
And is that part of it that when you see that and you see the children, whether they are being the child being abused, it's that trauma
right.
of seeing a caregiver.
Right. Right. So that's the other piece of it. There are children who are victims of violence. And then there are, I think the statistics in Idaho, something like 8,000 children are witnesses of a violent event. And most of those are going to be in a home environment or involving people that are within their family or people close to them. And we know, you know, there's so much wonderful work being done now about childhood trauma. And
right.
we understand that even if something bad doesn't happen to a child directly in terms of abuse, that these childhood experiences do result in childhood trauma that then have all of those downstream effects that we don't want that for
right.
our babies.
Right.
Right. We want them to be safe.
So then when you've started this initiative. So when you have talked with patients about this, what's their reaction been?
So that's a very interesting dynamic one-on-one in the exam room. On the one hand, I have a level of trust with my patients that a lot of people don't ever get to in regular life because it's the physician-patient relationship is a very intimate relationship. On the other hand, a lot of the women who come to see me are not coming planning to talk about the hard stuff going on in their life. And I find a lot of times women are, they're coming, they have a problem, they want to talk about that problem. And some of these other topics, like what's going on at home, those are very uncomfortable things to talk about. One of the things that I find exciting about this initiative is providing a broader platform to get women, men, the general community thinking about this ahead of time and starting to open that door so that for all of us as providers, when we do have that patient in our exam room, that thinking has happened ahead of time and women and men are more open to actually going there.
Well, and also we should point out that, yes, when we look at domestic violence, the numbers of domestic violence against women are higher, but there are incidents of men being victims of domestic violence as well.
Absolutely.
So it's critical to have those conversations with I would say, with men and even boys.
Right. Well, and either, whichever way you want to look at it, either from a protection standpoint, mm-hmm. or as a, you know, as we teach people what a healthy relationship looks like, what an opportunity to teach young people who might become perpetrators to start to build those habits of respect, mm-hmm. and healthy boundaries and what a great opportunity.
Because I would think, too, you must see people sometimes who maybe have not had those conversations in their home. And I'm talking about maybe like, you know, teenagers, things like that, that maybe mom and dad just haven't known how to have those conversations. So even if they're not even dating, it's about starting this conversation.
Absolutely. A lot of either kids aren't seeing healthy relationships modeled at home, or they're not having that conversation, or some combination of both. And then the other piece is, let's take junior high and high school kids who have relationships with their classmates, you know, just the whole mean girl thing.
Right.
So these concepts are not unique to intimate partner relationships. This is just good, healthy relationship habits. And the time for young women to start practicing that is with their girlfriends in school and having that mutual respect, those boundaries, embracing who their friends are and what they're interested in and expecting that in return.
I'm speaking with Dr. Megan Casper. She's an OBGYN with Salzer Medical Group about an initiative that's called Healthy Relationships, Safe Babies. How long have you had this initiative in place?
So we've been working on developing this for several months. Our cards that we have to hand out to patients. We got those out in October, November, and we've sort of been planning for February to be sort of the big rollout month where we really put a lot of emphasis on that, both in our group and out in the community.
And it's interesting, too, to have that conversation in a family planning aspect as well, mm-hmm. because it is about, you know, if you're at the stage of thinking about having a child, what that environment should look like.
Right, right. And it's easy for me to talk to you about what kind of screening you need for being a carrier for mm-hmm. genetic defects. That's
right.
An easy conversation. Talking about your close relationships, that's a much more challenging conversation. But truly, we know just the numbers, it has a bigger impact than what kind of medical testing you get, what kind of diet you eat, how much exercise you get. This is a huge impact.
So when you did this, because you've partnered also with the city of Nampa,
yeah.
about this. So talk to me about that. I mean, did your group just, you know, go to city leaders and say we should come together and do this?
Yeah. So that conversation started last fall, and I will say I have been blown away. You know, this is what I live and do every day, but you kind of never know what other people's perspective mm-hmm. on it might be. And the response from our city leaders when we first presented this idea really blew me away. Started talking to Mayor Kling about it, and she was very supportive, and that didn't surprise me a whole lot, but then presenting to the city council back in the fall when we first introduced this idea to them, and I had city council members who were emailing me later saying, "Hey, I want to sit down with you one on one and talk about this. I want to talk about how I can take this back to, you know, these are all leaders who have other spheres of influence mm-hmm. as well." And getting that level of interest and support has been so encouraging to me to say, hey, the community cares about, people care about this, they're interested in this. I think there's it kind of hits all of us at our core. It resonates with all of us.
Well, and it's interesting too, because when you talk about, you know, having just friendship relationships, right, mm-hmm. starting in elementary school and middle school and how we treat our friends and wanting respect and giving
yes.
respect, these are conversations that, frankly, we should all be having.
Right, right.
And not just landing in the doctor's office.
Right.
So is it opening that conversation and opening that door for people to feel comfortable?
That is absolutely our hope, is that we start to have this conversation. We're not talking about scary things like domestic violence. Mm-hmm. We're talking about, hey, let's talk about how we interact with the other people. And I think all of us can identify with having those, even those of us who have in general very healthy relationships, right? I think we've all had those relationships that it's taken us months or even years to realize, hey, that was kind of...
That sucked the life out
that,
of you.
Right? Yeah. Right, exactly. I think all of us, you know, want that for our young people to start to recognize that.
And is it giving young people to, you know, the words? Because
yes.
I think a lot of times you don't know the words to use to talk about maybe how a relationship is making you feel.
Absolutely. And that's, I love our cards, our just little business sites, fold over cards, and they have just some bullet points signs of a healthy relationship, red flags in an unhealthy relationship, and then some questions to ask. I think giving the verbiage and articulating situations that are not healthy and identifying things that are, we give our young people the words, and we point out things that may not be a good thing. Because, you know, we all get sucked into those, oh, well, this is just how it is and this is fine. Mm-hmm. And then somebody else comes out and says, actually, it's not. And you're like, oh, yeah, you're right. It's not.
And it's okay to tell someone just because they love you doesn't mean it's a proper relationship to be in.
That's right. That's right.
I want to thank you for coming in today and talking about this. I've been talking with Dr. Megan Casper. She's an OBGYN with Salzer Medical Group about a new initiative called Healthy Relationships, Safe Babies. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gemma.